Hello, this is Pastor Dan Hall of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day. Today is Valentine's Day, and as pictures of Cupid shooting heart-tipped arrows and hearts of every size and color are displayed all over the place, there is a love that surpasses all others. And that love is God's love for his children. And God put his love on display in Jesus Christ. But what makes God's love so indescribable is the fact that not only do we not deserve God's love, but also in what God has done to demonstrate his love. Now, some people may recoil at the thought that we don't deserve God's love, but the fact that we don't only makes God's love for us shine all the brighter. When Adam sinned in disobedience to God's command, sin and death entered the world and mankind became spiritually separated from God. And every descendant of Adam, every human being, has a sin nature, a propensity to disobey God and rebel against him. Romans 5:12 says, just as through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Our spiritual separation from God allows us to be influenced by the world, Satan, and our own sinful nature, all of which continually influence us to disobey and rebel against God. As a result, the entire world is doomed to suffer the consequences of our sin, which is God's wrath. Paul outlines all of this when he writes in chapter 2 of Ephesians, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." Not only that, but it gets worse. Not only are we separated from God, but we are not even able to accept God on our own because of our sin. We're not able because our sinful minds are fixed on ourselves and our own selfish desires. This fixation on ourselves and our sinful nature, Paul refers to in Romans as setting our minds on the flesh being our sinful nature. And Paul writes in Romans 8 that the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. What a tragic and hopeless state we're in. This is the background which makes God's amazing love shine so brightly. Because even as a holy and pure and righteous God ought to have nothing to do with sinners and reprobates like us, that's not what he chooses to do. No, instead he puts his love and mercy on display by taking the punishment and wrath for sin upon himself, as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, suffered and died on the cross in our place. We don't deserve eternal life, but God. Two of the most precious and important words in the Bible. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5 says, "But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." God's love for you seeks only the highest good. His love is unmerited, unearned. It is completely based on his own character, and he lavishes his sacrificial and infinite love on undeserving sinners and makes them righteous through faith in what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross, the forgiveness of sins. And when you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again from the grave, you too will have eternal life. Those who have received the free gift of salvation through faith in Christ alone are also called to show that love to others through sharing the gospel, and to show it to other believers through unity, sacrificial, selfless love, and forgiveness. I pray that today you will remember how indescribable God's love is for you, and that you will live a life of love towards others. This is Pastor Dan Hall of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day.